Hey man, let me get my. How are you guys? Okay, I found my caliper. Put me in my glasses.
Okay. Do you want me to bring Peter over the phone? He can take the dimensions.
I'm getting them right now.
Yeah, I'm asking. Let me bring Peter over the phone too.
I don't have a design picked out yet. I haven't had the time to focus on it.
Don't worry about the design. That's what you're paying for. We'll design it for you.
Okay.
Right. Just tell me the dimensions. That's it.
We'll take the second here, hopefully. My staff will be.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Sounds great. I have, like, pretty good ideas for you. And I'll show that to you. Just give me 2 days. And within 2 days, some designs will be ready, and I'll show you that.
Okay, the lower part of the car, the bottom half that holds the shift, is, you know, before it gets to the round on the bottom corner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that looks to be 40 mil.
For 40 what?
40 millimeters.
40 mm, perfect.
Right.
And how about the heights?
Well, that is the height. For the overall height of the jar?
Yeah, give me the overall height.
Okay, it's 70 millimeters.
Can you repeat that?
It's a 70 millimeter.
70, you said?
Yeah, 70 millimeters.
Okay, so that's the actual height of the jar. So probably
the
label would be 60, I think.
Hold on a minute. The actual height, the entire jar with the lid on it, is 60 millimeters.
Okay.
Okay. Right, but just the bottom section. That's it. Right. That's I put it on at 40
Steve, minutes. Steve, hang on. Again, I'm having trouble hearing you.
Okay. Let me get off here.
Sure.
Is this any better?
Yeah, much better.
Okay, so overall height was, 70 millimeters? The entire jar height is 70 millimeters.
Perfect.
You got a bunch of guys working around there.
Yeah, a lot of people.
70 millimeter, and the area where it can go, that, you know, that's totally flat.
Okay.
The totally flat part is... 40 millimeter.
40?
So it'd have to, right. So you would probably want, well, I'll let you figure it out. That's the flat part, you know.
Yeah, because she told me the actual height of the jar, like that is the overall height of the jar is 70 millimeters. So that makes sense that if the jar height is like 70 millimeters, so the label would be between like, I would say 55 to 60 millimeter, right?
No, the label would be less than 40, you know, because that was with the lid on it. Just the bottom part where it's flat, you know, that there's no corner radius at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, so label dimension would be around...
The label would be about... Okay, I don't want to get to the edge. The label would be... I think 35 millimeters.
Exactly. Perfect.
Right. Okay, we could go down to as low as 35 millimeters.
Okay.
For the label. 35 millimeters. We could actually go to 30 on it, but, you know, somewhere between 30 and 35 millimeters. And let me see. I don't know how much this damn thing is around it. I need to run this out. Getting a measurement here. Let me try it like this. It's close to 200 millimeters in circumference.
200 millimeters what?
It looks to be 200 millimeter in circumference. You know, if you covered the entire bottom of the jar, the label would be 200 millimeters long, but we don't really, you know, we want what? I'll let you work that out. It only needs probably 100 millimeter covered.
Okay.
Unless we go with a band all the way around it, and I'll have to get a better dimension than that around it.
Okay.
I'll need a flat tape. Probably have to get a cloth type tape to go around that. I don't have one in here.
You don't have a flat tape?
No. Let me go. I can go find one. It'll take me about 10 minutes, Thomas. Call me back in about 10 if you can.
Okay. All right. Cool. Cool. Cool.
Because I want to know. I want to know exactly. Let me go see y'all.
Yeah. I need the exact dimensions. Yeah. All right. Take your 10 minutes.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.